University of Alaska President Jim Johnson addressed state lawmakers this morning following no confidence votes by faculty senates at the Anchorage and Fairbanks campuses. After absorbing more than $50 million in budget cuts over the last 2 years, Johnson and the Board of Regents are in the process of consolidating the university's administration through what they call the Strategic Pathways Program. So far, more than 900 positions have been eliminated. The no confidence votes came after Johnson reversed his recommendation to headquarter the School of Education in Fairbanks, after the borough and the city and borough of Juneau offered a $1 million contribution to support the school. The faculties felt excluded from that decision and others. Senator Gary Stevens raised the School of Education issue in today's Senate Education Committee meeting.
He made the right decision on moving the School of Education headquarters here to the Juneau campus, but still in all, as a former faculty member, I am quite concerned of where you're going in relationship to the faculty. How are you going to bring them into the process? They apparently feel they've been left out, but how are you going to bridge that gap?
Johnson responded that 89 faculty have been involved in the Strategic Pathways process thus far, and there will be more involvement in the next phase.
Going forward, there will be two rounds of consultation with every affected organizational unit. In addition to that, we're scheduling time with the faculty senates themselves so that they have an opportunity to weigh in. You know, change is very, very difficult, and you've given us budgets that are tough to meet, and I can't take 7 years to go through processes to make decisions about how we're going to move forward. We have to make those decisions expeditiously.
Johnson is scheduled to talk about the university's recruitment strategy, the land grant deficit, and other issues on Thursday at 4:30 in the Senate Finance Subcommittee meeting.